WSGW 740 on a Thursday, January 13th, 2022. WSGW and you on the Morning Team Show on Thursdays following the 7:30 news. During the Ontario Hockey League season, it's Saginaw Spirit Hockey. As we get the update each week, Voice of Spirit Hockey is the voice on your Morning Team Show, Joey Botano. And he joins us for the update this morning. As we always like to say, of course, Joey, good morning to you and welcome to our studio, of course.
Morning, Charlie. Good to be back.
So the Ontario Hockey League season continues, unfortunately, to, I guess I'll call it fluid, with the way that we have had some game postponements, rearrangements, and some that involve our Saginaw Spirit.
Yeah.
Fans listening to sports this morning know that the games tonight and tomorrow canceled. It was a home-and-home with London.
Postponed.
Postponed, I should
yep,
say.
Postponed.
Yeah, it's postponed because there is hope that these games can be made good. Saturday's game is still on. Then there's another game being added on Monday. We'll get into all that. I guess, Joey, my first question would be, where do we stand as far as things are going? This is all coming. This is Ontario Hockey League itself directed as far as what teams are doing and not doing, as far as the scheduling goes?
Well, I'd say it's the Ontario Hockey League directed based on the new restrictions and parameters given by the Ontario government. So it's more or less the league working around the Ontario return to work, return to play, going back to stage two, which means stricter border travel, which means stricter testing policies, which means no fans in the stands in Ontario. So it's the league working closely with the Ontario government. Unfortunately, that border travel has caused some issues. But you know, quite frankly, it's been COVID and the fact that it's kind of ramped up here as of late, the last month or two, and the teams had some issues. We're not alone in that. A lot of teams in the OHL have been shut down at some point this year due to COVID. And, you know, again, if we were going to get through this season start to finish, this is something that we were going to have to deal with. And quite frankly, I give the league a lot of credit for not backing down here and continuing to play when I think the easy thing to do would be to shut it down right now. The important thing to do for the players and the well-being of everyone involved is to continue to play if we can. And right now we can. It's very dicey day to day. It's very fluid, but we can, and so we are. And I think that's the most important thing.
And when the Spirit do play, you mentioned with some of the issues the team is dealing with, like a lot of teams are dealing with, it's almost tough to play the game you want to play because sometimes you don't know the players you're going to be able to play with.
Well, this is the challenge that the American teams have in particular. Right now, the Ontario teams aren't faced with this challenge because they can't have fans. But the hardest thing is when you're trying to sell tickets and you don't know who you're playing, it's a bit of a challenge. And we're finding that. We're seeing that now here the last few weeks. But the reality is that when you look at the crux of it, our schedule really hasn't changed at all. We've either replaced an opponent with an opponent that's coming up later in the season, and so now that game that would be later in the season is no longer going to be played because it's just been replaced. So I think some fans are upset with how much we've been playing Flint recently. Well, we actually haven't added any games with Flint this year. We were scheduled to play them 12. We're hoping that we'll only see them 12 times. Now, that could change as time goes on. But as of right now, we're only scheduled to play them 12 times, and we have played them less than 12 times. So I get the frustration that we've played them quite a bit consecutively. But you know, this is what the schedule said we were going to do this year. It's 12 against Flint. It's 12 against Erie. I have a feeling until things loosen up in Ontario, we'll probably be seeing a little bit more of Flint and Erie here down the stretch. But, you know, I just go back to my personal feelings on this. And playing Flint 12 times, playing Erie 12 times is a heck of a lot better than sitting on my couch. And that's what I was doing at this time last year or 2 years ago. when we didn't have a season. So it's great entertainment down at the Dow Event Center. We're lucky and blessed that we can still have fans, and there's no restrictions or mandates on that as of right now. And you know, we're extremely lucky to be able to fill our building, and that's what we plan on doing the rest of the year,
including Saturday night. As much as we talk about, again, no games tonight and tomorrow, the game Saturday is still scheduled, and it is one of those special games, and that has to do with a special guest that we're going to talk about. But first of all, tell me what the game's about,
Joey. Yeah, this game's called Love Shouldn't Hurt. It's a partnership with Bay Area Women's Center Shelter House as well. And then we have Denise Barry on the line. She'll join us in just a moment. But it's a good partnership, and it's an informational night. It's essentially a domestic abuse awareness night. We'll have information available in the Red Room before the game, and it's just it's a good partnership, and something that we feel in our organization to use our platform to bring awareness to this subject is something that we feel is very important in our community, and I think we're lucky to be able to do that.
Denise Barry, the executive director of Shelter House from Midland and Gladwin counties, we want to welcome you to the program this morning. Denise, first of all, say good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So if I were to ask, since you represent Shelter House, what is Shelter House all about? What would you tell our listeners?
Sure. So Shelter House of Midland and Gladwin counties, we, like Bay Area Women's Center and Underground Railroad, we provide comprehensive services for survivors of domestic sexual violence. And so what those services mean are safe emergency shelter, 24/7 crisis hotlines, advocacy, group individual counseling, and supportive housing. So really wraparound services for anyone who identifies or comes in that is a survivor of domestic or sexual violence.
Denise, are people coming to you for your services? Do they come on their own? Are they recommended to you? Are they guided to you? How does someone end up with your organization?
It can be both. We really try to work with the awareness, and that's one of the reasons, you know, we're partnering together and with the Saginaw Spirit, and we're very grateful for this opportunity to get that awareness out so that people do know where to go to, how to reach out. A lot of times there will be friends of friends who will also let people who may need help know how to reach us. And so really awareness as far as how people can get services and that they know that these services are available in their region.
You use the word awareness. Would that be one of the main issues that might be a difficult aspect for someone seeking your help, that maybe they're not aware that the help is there and they need to know?
Yeah, for sure. Oftentimes the survivors don't know where they can go to get help. And so, again, partnering with the Spirit allows us to reach a potential new audience that could benefit from learning about our organizations and our services. And, you know, reaching out for help can be one of the hardest things anyone ever does. So we want to make sure that it is the easiest way possible. The information's out there. They don't have to go searching for it. And that they know that we are here when they are ready. We are here to serve them.
For those that would like to know more, if perhaps they cannot attend the Spirit game and they're interested in finding out, where do we find out information about you other than what we could find out Saturday night at the Spirit game, Denise?
Sure. So each one of our agencies has a website. Ours is shelterhousemidland.org, and then Bay Area and Underground websites. We can also reach out, and if they wanted more information about our services, they could call our agency. They could call our agency at 989-835-6771 for more information. And we also have our crisis hotline, which is a separate number from our business number, and that's 877-216-6383.
877-216-6383?
Yes.
All right. Want to make sure I have that right. Well, Denise Sperry, we appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning. Again, the executive director of Shelter House of Midland and Gladwin Counties, part of the Love Shouldn't Hurt Night, coming up on Saturday with the Second House Spirit. And we wish you well, and we'll direct people to you and your organization.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you again very much for your time, Denise Sperry. And a special ticket, again, involved for that game on Saturday night, Joey?
Yeah, there is. It's SaginawSpirit.net/group sales for that. And the password is Love Shouldn't Hurt. And I'm sorry, the username is Love Shouldn't Hurt, and the password is Spirit 2022.
All right. And we should take just a moment here to remind listeners, too, if we talk about the schedule, as much as we're playing Saturday at home, the Spirit have added a game on Monday.
Right.
And this is going to take place how?
Quickly. yeah, so Saturday we play at home against Flint now, the Firebirds, and then yeah. We will be traveling on Sunday and playing a 2 o'clock afternoon game on Monday in Erie against the Otters on Martin Luther King Day. So it's a game that we've added as of last night, and it's a bit of a quick turnaround, but again, it's good news that we're playing, and we'll make the most of it. Hopefully, it was a game that's been on Erie's schedule, so hopefully, you know, there'll be a good crowd in Erie, and you know, it's been a while since we played. You know, it's been over a week. January 5th was the last time we played, so you know, looking forward to getting back to it, and glad that everybody's feeling healthy and back to practice yesterday, and yeah, we're just, you know, kind of chomping at the bit to get going. So hopefully our fans come out Saturday night and support the team. And hopefully they understand, you know, the fans have been great. They've been super patient with us. Please understand that when we get information, it comes down from the league. So we pass it on to our fans as soon as we get it when it comes to this stuff. And a lot of these decisions have to be made in a very short and quick amount of time. And what I would say right now is, as a staff, we're doing our best to deliver this information to you as quickly and as concisely as possible so that we're not going back and having to change things. So be patient with us as we're trying to navigate through this schedule the rest of the way.
Well, send folks to SaginawSpirit.com for information. We'll broadcast it to Go Spirit, and we're hoping to play hockey Saturday at home, Monday at Erie. Joey, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Charlie.